go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back. My colleague Kyle Scheidler, the director of the Threat Information Office at the Center for Security Policy, is in the house. Kyle is a man who has been closely monitoring and extraordinarily thoughtfully analyzing the danger posed to this country by the Muslim Brotherhood, an outfit Admiral Lyons talked about at the top of the program, very actively engaged in their words, destroying Western civilization from within. That from a document that Kyle Scheidler and others have helped us bring to the public in the Center's Brotherhood Archival Series, a collection of very important products that help expose what this outfit is about and the extent to which it has been successfully operating in our country for some 50 years. Kyle Scheidler, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. It's so good to have you with us.
Thank you, Frank. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's my pleasure. I wanted to talk with you today because we have just rolled out the latest in this series of the archives, the fruits of the archives of the Muslim Brotherhood. Talk about the new book and what the organization is that it sheds light on.
So the most recent member of the archival series is entitled Care is Hamas, How the Federal Government Proved That the Council on American-Islamic Relations is a Front for Terrorism. So what we wanted to do with this book is take a look at a seminal event in our understanding of the U.S. Muslim Brotherhood, which was the 1993 so-called Philly meeting, a meeting in Philadelphia of the Palestine Committee of the Muslim Brotherhood. The Palestine Committee's job was, according to the federal government, to provide money, media, and men for the cause of Hamas in the Palestinian territories. Now, in 1993, the Oslo Accords had been signed, and the leadership of the Brotherhood is concerned that Hamas will become a designated terrorist organization, and they are making preparations to deal with that eventuality. What they didn't know at the time was that the FBI had literally taped every word of it.
And as the FBI was engaged in surveillance of this organizational meeting of what came to be known as the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE by its acronym, the Bureau has it seems, been doing a lot less of this of late than it used to, but they did capture, among others, a fellow by the name of Niyad Awad, kind of in flagrante with these representatives of Hamas. Remind us who Niyad Awad is, Kyle Scheidler, and what role he plays today.
Sure. Niyad Awad is the executive director of the Council of American Islamic Relations. And according to the FBI and the Department of Justice, Niyad Awad was also a leading member of the Palestine Committee, which they entered into evidence in the Holy Land Foundation trial. So the FBI knows and has fully documented that Niyad Awad is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, that he is specifically a member of the Palestine Committee, which has a role in supporting Hamas. And now, Niyad Awad, at this meeting, his topic was the media and how the members of the Palestine Committee should work the media and the political angle. And the question that they were facing was, how do we discuss this topic? How do we discuss it in a way that is Sharia compliant, that is in accordance with Islamic law, while not giving the game away, so to speak? And so what they determined was they needed to create a new organization that could carry an Islamic mantle, but at the same time would not be carrying the stigma that was associated with the other elements of the Palestine Committee. And so this organization would eventually become CARE.
And by describing CARE as a civil rights organization and using it to try to, infiltrate, influence, subvert, suborn members of Congress, the executive branch, the press. It really was playing the role that was envisioned for it at this Philly meeting in 1993, wasn't it? A political warfare arm for Hamas as well as a fundraising device.
Well, that's exactly right. If you look at what they talk about in the Philly meeting, this organization needing to do, they talk about the need to, and I'm quoting here, infiltrate the media, universities, and research centers. They talk about the need to lobby Congress, which, of course, we know that CARE does to the tune of several hundred thousand dollars. And they talk about the need to defend other supporters of terrorists in order to bolster them, defend them from the Justice Department, and prop up their position in the Muslim community. So that Muslims will continue to support these brotherhood organizations despite pressure from the government. So they talk about all of these things being their tasks. And of course, if we look at what CARE actually does, that is CARE's role.
Now, Kyle Scheidler, when you talk about the insights of this book, describe a little bit about its contents. This book, CARE is Hamas, is available, by the way, folks, for free as a PDF, a downloadable document at securefreedom.org. CARE is Hamas is its title. The curator of this series is our guest, Kyle Scheidler. What is inside the cover of this important new book, Kyle Scheidler?
So because the Philadelphia meeting was a long-ranging two-day meeting where they jumped around in topic and discussion, and there are a lot of different speakers, many of whom would not be familiar to the audience, what we chose to do was highlight the testimony of FBI agent Laura Burns as she walks the prosecutor and the jury through the Philadelphia meeting line by line, so to speak.
This is so, in the course of the largest terrorism financing trial in U.S. history. I don't know that we mentioned that, the Holy Land Foundation
trial
correct.
In
2008.
This is the testimony at the Holy Land Foundation trial. So she is walking the jury through the Philadelphia meeting, explaining who the players were, explaining what the discussion is. At the same time, of course, we have to remember that the topic of the Holy Land Foundation is the Holy Land Foundation itself and the other five defendants. So it's not focused necessarily on CARE and some of these other players. So what we did was we provided additional commentary and annotation to give the reader information about people that are named in the wiretaps or maybe mentioned as an aside by FBI agent Burns, but they don't have necessarily the details on. So we provide some of those details as well, along with citations to defend them.
I really salute you, Kyle, for the hard work that went into this. The cumulative effect of which is to give the reader a very important insight into this organization that many of us hear about, usually described in very positive terms, as I said, as a civil rights organization, as an entity that is standing up for innocent Muslims and the like. And yet what you've really shown with this document, CARE is Hamas, is that it is a front for jihadist terror.
Ultimately, yes, they are supporters, defenders, and in several cases among membership of CARE, actually themselves full-blooded terrorists. And what we have tried to accomplish is to allow, just as the Justice Department did at the Holy Land Foundation trial, allow them to damn themselves in their own words. So this is not about our opinions. This is not about our views. It is about what exists in evidence.
Kyle, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this important new book. I hope everyone will check out all of the archival series and, for that matter, all of the other terrific books produced by the Center for Security Policy. Kyle, keep up the good work. Next up, Diana West joins us for our weekly visit with her right after this.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.